Message number 1310. They justify sin so they do not have to change their lives. Friday, January 16, 2015 at 11:10. My dearly beloved daughter, my will can never be overcome, for it is everlasting. Man has rebelled against God in so many ways, but when the will of man becomes entwined with the will of God, all those who fought the will of God will lose everything. Those of tender heart and who accept me after the warning will gain the world. The world to come is without end and will be void of all sin. Glory to all those who win their rightful inheritance, for this has been part of my Father's plan from the beginning, the divine plan to which man is not fully privy to. It is important that each one of you fights the temptation of sin, although this will never be easy. Just keep calling out to me when you believe you have wronged me. I am always there and will forgive you any sin, with the exception of the eternal sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. All you must do is reach out to me. This world of mine is full of wickedness, deceit, and the spirit of evil, but love also exists within it. It is the love that man has for his brother that keeps me present amongst you, and prayer which keeps evil at bay. I do not ask that you give up your life in prayer all day every day, because this is not what I demand of you. All I ask is that you call out to me for help and that you give glory to God. To fulfill my promise to the world and to ensure that all of you will have eternal life, all you need do is adhere to the laws of God as set out clearly in the Ten Commandments. Follow me, your Jesus, and remember everything that I taught you. It is no good declaring that you love me if you reject the Word of God. You must love one another first and do unto others only that which you would have done unto yourselves. Live my Word through your thoughts, deeds, and actions, and then you will truly be of me. Hatred plays no part in my work, although everything that I said when I walked the earth attracted great criticism because people did not want to change their lives. Today my word is rejected because people do not want to adhere to the truth. Instead they justify sin so they do not have to change their lives. So nothing has really changed. The bondage of sin, where man chains himself to the influence of Satan, is stronger now than before. Cut loose now and seek me out. Remember, you can only be forgiven of your sins while you are alive, not after you depart this earth. When will man accept the word of God and know that everything he said was true? Everything he said he would do is true, and all that I tell you now is true. Sadly, many of you will never listen, and by the time you realize the truth it will be too late. You must protect your future now by living the Word of God. Your Jesus.